This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Tomorrow's news tonight, broadcast right here from our flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida. And we are definitely broadcasting from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across the United States of America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and streaming online via the satellite. Now, special thanks goes out to our military men and women, just like that does all the time, wherever it is you're listening to us. Thank you very much for tuning in to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you as well for keeping us free and safe. And to all those people that are out there right now working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and those waitresses walking around the truck stops taking care of the drivers out there in the highways and byways tonight. Thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, a special shout-out goes to all of the roughnecks working on the oil rigs in Alaska, the Gulf of Mexico, getting little slim pickings up there in the northern tundra, but there's still stuff going on in Wyoming and Minnesota and Montana. And don't forget about our Aramco friends, too, over there working in Saudi Arabia. We appreciate them. Now, check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch, and also on Twitter, at Captain's America. Well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I was going to do a Ron Edwards on you, and I said, no, I don't think I'll do that. You heard me do that, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I love
it. Yeah, it's hilarious when because he loves it, and Flip loves it, too. Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because, ladies and gentlemen, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'll tell you what, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, oil is down again. Can you believe this? The West Texas crude is $26.95 a barrel. $26.95 a barrel. And Brent crude is down $28.73 a barrel right now. Now, something that's kind of funny, because this tells me that they're starting to realize that you can make you can buy large shipments of gasoline and make money, is yesterday the price of gas wholesale without the tax was 69 cents a gallon, remember?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Today it's 71 cents. It's gone up 2 cents.
Right, yeah, it's gone up just a little bit. Yeah.
But it's still where it's going to be. Every place in the country, and I don't care who you are, the gasoline should be below $2 a gallon. It really should. Every place.
Yeah, it really should be. And so, of course, in terms of what Saudi Arabia is doing, they're going to be upping their production, we understand, here in the next few months or so. They're going to go more than 10 million barrels a day.
Well, here's the thing.
So.
all of this is going to keep the prices low. Now, that's not a bad thing. People go, oh, my God, it's wrecking the economy. You know, what's the number one expense for just about anybody that has to go anywhere? It's the gasoline for your vehicle, is it not?
Well, sure, yeah.
And certainly if you're a truck driver, or I mean a trucking company, a trucking company, your number one expense is the fuel you put in the vehicle. That's your number one expense. And if it's cheaper, maybe, just maybe, you might make a little extra money or have a little extra money in your pocket, maybe.
Well, exactly. And then all things considered, you know, if that stays low and the economy is able to begin to function with some semblance of normalcy, then that could be a big deal. Exactly. Yeah.
Right. And, of course, we got the guys in the chat room chiming in. Good morning, Steve in Thailand. Good morning, Richard the Marine up there in Oregon. Good morning to Al in Nebraska. Good morning to Cousin Vinny. Good morning to Cats, Cat or Marine Buddy. And good morning to Sally, who's chiming in from Plano, Texas, saying it's still $1.59 in Plano.
Wow, $1.59.
Yep.
Well, out here in my neck of the woods, Captain, it's still over $3, and so we're waiting for our amazing, you know, gas price.
But your gasoline tax is the highest in the country out there, because I remember when they added the tax to the tax, it was already the highest in the country, and they had turned around and added another, what was it, 25 cents a gallon?
Something like that, yeah. It really is something. And when you see people say to themselves, oh, boy, it's only $3 or so a gallon, you know, we feel like it's a time to have a party.
Well, okay, if you say so. But my point, ladies and gentlemen, is the fact that oil continues to drop. That's not good for the oil industry, per se, because, again, the fracking, and what they're trying to do is they're trying to stop the fracking operations, because that's below where they need to be. When they were up at one time needing $70, $75 a barrel oil to make a profit, and then the oil dropped down to $45 to $50, they had to turn around and refinance everything at the lower barrel level, and they're going to have to do the same thing all over again, the companies that survive and the new ones that will start up, because that's what's going to happen.
Exactly right. That's right.
Now, the other thing is, very quickly, what's going on in California? You told me that they just threw the rent monkey wrench at you guys.
Well, that's right, Captain. Up in Northern California, in Santa Clara County, they had essentially in the San Francisco area, they have what they call the sheltering in place. Well, earlier yesterday afternoon, that would be on Tuesday, Orange County put in a similar order which bans all private gatherings or public of any number of people.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back and we'll talk about some more about that, because even in New York City and Chicago, they're talking about doing that, plus telling people to shelter in their homes. Don't come out. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what...
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
This is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. Thank you, Mr. Mike Gallagher. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Relief Factor, of course, if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain, if you've got arthritis, if you've got back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, muscle aches, any kind of pain at all, I guarantee you this stuff is going to help you in one way or another. Now, you can start with the three-week quick start. $19.95 is what it costs for the three-week quick start. Ran into somebody else again yesterday at the doctor's office who was actually taking Relief Factor while I was sitting there in the waiting room. And I looked over to the gentleman, and I said, where'd you hear about that? He says, oh, I heard about it on the radio. I says, really? Do you know who said it? Oh, it's some guy that's on the radio at night that I listen to and talks to the truckers and all that, and I kind of like your show, but I heard about this, and I had to buy it. And I said, really? Was it called the Captain's America Third Watch? He says, yes, matter of fact, it was. I said, hello, that's me. But anyway, Relief Factor, find it online, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Try the three-week quick start, $19.95. After all you got to lose is pain. relieffactor.com/captain. It worked for me. It'll work for you. Kyle Warner, professor of politics. How'd you like that one?
I love that. That's great. Hello, I'm the captain. That's
yeah, I mean, I knew, I kind of had a feeling just by the way, you know, he had a ball cap on, and it was one of the old International Harvester hats, like as if he might have been a trucker or maybe a farmer or something like that, because uh-huh. International Harvester for years and years and years was in the tractor business and the trucking business, and anyway, it was kind of neat to see that. All right, well, let's talk about something here called the primary election that we had last night. We had Arizona, we had Florida, we had Illinois vote in the presidential preference primaries. Now, I believe Arizona was the Democratic primary only, correct?
I believe so. Yeah, I think the they didn't run the Republican one.
All right. Well, Joe Biden smashed Bernie Sanders, and in Florida, it was like Bernie who? because if you remember right, I told you, even though he was leading in the polls until he opened up his mouth and said what he did about Cuba, that cost him Florida.
Well, right, Captain, as we're looking at these vote counts that are in, we've got 99% reporting. So Joe Biden has 1,070,825 votes, essentially. Bernie Sanders got, get this, 395,069. So, yeah, that's a huge disparity. And Bernie Sanders absolutely shot himself in the foot. I mean, I don't know if you could do it any better than just go out and start praising Castro's Cuba in Florida. This makes no sense. What kind of president would he be at that point? That's just crazy.
And Donald Trump got?
Donald Trump actually got, 1,160,192 votes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's also with 99% reporting, and he handily beat Bill Weld, who got 39,000 and change.
Yeah, and that was never in doubt. But the thing of it is this now puts the President Trump, over the delegate count. I believe he needed 1,275, and this now gives him 1,320 or 30 or something like that.
Right. Yeah, he needed 1,276, and he's got 1,330 as of last night. And so that does put him over the top. It's a done deal. And so we march ahead to see who's going to have that same sort of thing happen for the Democrats. My opinion right now is that, you know, Bernie Sanders may not even really be in the hunt on this any longer. Joe Biden seems to be marching towards the nomination. And now the question is Bernie going to continue his notion that he's winning the ideological debate in this and just needs to win the electability debate now? I don't know. We'll see if Bernie has some special statement later today, perhaps.
Depends on how much money his wife will let him waste.
No kidding.
And of course, this is what it's all about now. It boils down to money, if he's going to run ads and this, that, and the other, which he may or he may not. I don't know. Last time he went up against Hillary, I know he discontinued his campaign, but I think it was a little further in before he did that.
I believe so. And, of course, he may also be looking for a showdown at the convention in the sense that he wants to continue to bring his message. He wants some seat at the table. These Bernie bros or other Bernie supporters, as they're known, they may not go gently into that good night, Captain. They may want to cause a real stir, because I think they look at this as being really their last chance for a long time, no matter who gets the presidency in November to them, because it's either going to be a sort of this traditional Democrat candidate like Joe Biden, or it's going to be President Trump, and either way, it sinks their ship, I think.
Now, with the coronavirus that's going on, our military is leading the way, and I'll explain that in a minute. Some people are going to say, well, how could it be civilians? Yeah, right. There are 14 military labs that are working round the clock and have been for quite a while on the coronavirus, ever since it reared its ugly face. Did you know that?
I knew that they were working on it. I didn't know it was 14. That's a good number.
Yeah. Now, we know there's a few colleges and a few labs that have been mentioned around the country that are working on it. Denise Simon's going to come on hour number three. She's going to come on and talk about Duke and what's going on there, Duke University. But the thing, and by the way, we know Harvard was working on it, but maybe in the wrong sense of things.
Possibly so. But I understand, Captain, that there's a lot of information that's come out about this, where they're able to see all the data and may help them to be able to map this thing and try to get some handle on it. But certainly you got a lot of good minds working on this.
Right. And the military, again, this is an asset that we heard the governor of New York yesterday say, send in the military. We want the Army Corps of Engineers to come in here and build us new wings and new hospitals, and we need the beds and this, that, and the other. Well, apparently they've never heard of a mobile
MASH unit, like the television show MASH.
Oh, that's right. Mobile Army Surgical Hospital.
That's right. And they've got a bunch of them all around the country, and they use them during hurricanes and tornadoes and this, that, and the other. Plus, you find them in a combat zone, to the rear echelon. But they've got those, and I believe you'll start to see some of those popping up. But, of course, Cuomo in New York, he wants a building built. He wants that. But I think he's going to wind up getting something a little different, because the Army Corps of Engineers will be paying him a visit to see what it is he's looking for, and then they'll tell him what they can do. And I think you'll see some MASH units show up there.
Yeah, very, very possible. And I also thought it's important to point out too, Captain, that Governor Cuomo had some very good things to say about his working with the Trump administration, President Trump himself, plus his team.
So does Newsom.
That's exactly right. And this is a big, big part of this crisis. And I'm hoping that we'll dispel a lot of the partisanship that some people want to really bring into it. Because when you hear somebody like Governor Cuomo say he knows when a team is on it, when it's not on it, and he says the president's team is on it, that gives us a lot of hope that we actually do have people working on this problem, trying to get it solved, and not trying to. I mean, there's going to be politics involved in it, no doubt. But those words were very good to hear, and I'm hoping that it gave all Americans a good sense that, hey, we are trying to fight this thing.
Now, the Department of Homeland Security is seriously considering, turning back the asylum seekers that come down on the southern border in particular and want to get into the United States on asylum. They're talking about turning them around in a bid to try to curb the coronavirus, because they don't know what these people are bringing in. And it's kind of too late once you let them into the country and you bring them into the detention centers. And then all of a sudden, if you got one that tests positive, you got the whole whoever's in there, all the people in there, they've all got to be quarantined.
Well, exactly. And that presents all kinds of new problems in and of itself. What they might be able to do is use a federal code that allows the U.S. Surgeon General to prohibit people from coming into the country that he might designate that might be some issue. And I think in the sense of the crisis that we're facing right now, I wouldn't be surprised if they implement that.
Yeah, and if they do, it wouldn't make me upset, but a lot of people are telling me, and we've had people in the chat room tonight say, close the southern border.
Well, right. Well, we see Canada closing its border, not necessarily to Americans per se.
Well, no, wait a minute. It was to all non-Canadians.
That might be an update. I heard the president say earlier something about he wasn't for Americans or for certain Americans, this kind of thing. But also we see some things happening in Europe where they're also closing their borders. This is a major move by a lot of countries.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about the president. And, again, the Gallup poll came out. We'll give you the numbers there. Plus, we'll tell you what the president is going to do to help homeowners and what they might do to help you with your tax payments. All pretty good stuff. And are you going to get a check from the government within 2 weeks? Maybe. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go overnight.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration is pushing for a $1 trillion economic stimulus package to offset damage from the coronavirus. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says it's the most far-reaching response since the financial crisis of 2008.
The president wants to put money in the economy now. This is where if there are people and small businesses that can't make payroll because their business has ceased to exist. We've told people in restaurants, don't go into restaurants. We want to make sure that those business owners have money to pay their employees. We're not going to put money in those business owners just for the sake of them keeping it, but we're going to help them with liquidity to meet their payroll.
Mnuchin adds that Americans may be getting $1,000 checks in the mail.
This is the time that hardworking Americans are impacted by government decisions. That's when the government has to step up to put money into the economy.
This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And Wayne Allyn Root must feel like the Maytag repairman out there in Las Vegas where he lives, because I was looking at some of the live shots coming from the casinos in Las Vegas, and there was nobody in the casino. One of them they were showing, and it was a big casino. But anyway, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at GEICO. That's GEICO, GEICO Insurance. Now, you can go to their website, GEICO.com, and do exactly what I did. I went there to get a quote on my car insurance, and they gave me a really good price, and I went, whoa. And that was about 12 or 15 years ago. And as a result, I found out that they also had homeowners insurance. And I bundled my car along with my homeowner's insurance and got an even cheaper rate and went, whoa! So if you want to find out what I found out, go to GEICO.com. That's GEICO.com. And remember, you can get car insurance, truck insurance, you can get motorcycle, ATV, boat, RV, Sea-Doo, and they even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance too, through the GEICO.com website or your local GEICO insurance agent. Either way, you got to go to GEICO.com, GEICO.com, and type in your zip code. They'll tell you where your agent is, and you can either talk to the people behind the computer or you can talk to the agent in person, whatever works for you. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, there's a Gallup poll out there, and it's been pretty good to President Trump for quite a while, right?
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Well, apparently last week his approval rating dropped 5 points to 44% from 49. I'm not shocked about that, are you?
No, I'm not. And the reason being, Captain, is that especially over the last week, when this poll was likely taken, the president was really getting pummeled and hammered about the coronavirus, all the criticism of the response and so forth. But as
a lot of governors.
And a lot of governors, exactly. But as time has gone by and they're seeing their president at the podium there in the James Brady briefing room on a daily basis, shoulder to shoulder with his team, and having a very good command of what's going on and telling everybody, here's what we're doing, and responding to multiple questions. This is unprecedented to have the president come out really every day of the week and talk at in the briefing room the way that he's doing. And I think people are seeing that. I think those poll numbers will reflect it.
Well, being a first responder who's gone through a couple of rodeos before, and is very well versed on the bio training that we had for a possible chemical attack as well as a nuclear attack over and over and over and over again for about 40 years. They are doing exactly what a lot of people have been trained to do, and it's a good thing to see.
Well, it really is, and I think it is giving people a sense of, if folks will watch those briefings and they'll understand that, especially when these different experts, Dr. Fauci and others, and the Admiral and all, they are able to communicate the information, but also show that, again, that they have a command of the situation. And I think that's what Americans really want to see. They understand that they've got to do their part. They may have to shelter in place, or they may have to alter their routine pretty dramatically in many cases, but they want to understand that people at the top are doing what they're supposed to do.
Now, the other thing is the president may let homeowners delay mortgage payments. He's setting something up to where if people are behind in their mortgages, he doesn't want anybody foreclosed on during this period when they some people won't have a paycheck. So he's putting together something, might be an executive order, so that homeowners can keep their homes and that the foreclosures and all that won't start.
Exactly right. So, and again, you know, sort of as a corollary to this, you know, the president has been talking to the big banks. He's been talking to other leaders in industry all over the place, retail and so forth. He's bringing together a lot of people, and they are doing unprecedented things because he's requesting them to do that. So in this particular case, too, you're right. The president is looking at a plan that could allow homeowners who suffer income cuts and so forth because of the coronavirus crisis to be have those payments delayed. They're still trying to figure out exactly how that would look and what that would do. Would it be several months of payments? We just don't know yet, but that's in the pipeline, similar to the wanting to give people money, and I'm sure we'll hear more about that in the near term.
Yeah, now I got a question here from Rachel in Cleveland, Ohio. She's going, does that apply to renters? And I said, I don't know, Rachel. I didn't. This is what I'm looking at. It says nothing about renters. It says homeowners. So I guess you'd have to wait and find out, right?
Well, right. Well, again, this is something especially across the real estate industry and the apartment industry in particular. You're going to have people who are going to be sent home. They're hourly workers, for example, and they're not going to get paid if they don't go to work, or they may have been laid off. And so this is something that I'm sure we're going to see bigger apartment associations and so forth chime in on. But the federal government, I think, and I haven't seen anything specific on this, but I think that they will probably have some statement on that as well, one way or another.
All right. Now, here's the other thing. The White House also announced a 90-day delay for many of the tax payments due from individuals and companies.
That's right. And this came down the pike earlier yesterday, and really quite fascinating. And I think a lot of Americans are going to be very will receive this, obviously, with a lot of enthusiasm. But it doesn't mean, here's the important thing, though. You still have to file your taxes. at least according to the current story that we know about. But any payment that you would have would be delayed until July 15th. Now, this, I think, it's not every single taxpayer, it's up to a certain amount, and I think, I'm correct if I'm wrong, but I think it's $1 million, but, so it puts really most Americans who might owe taxes into that category, but, but check with your tax professional.
Okay, now, the other thing is that according to the FDA, the coronavirus fears are triggering an urgent U.S. blood shortage. I noticed the other day I saw a bloodmobile in a mall parking lot where I never had seen it before on a Sunday afternoon.
Well, right, that's right. And I think the Red Cross is putting out an urgent call for people to give blood, because here's the thing. They're saying that there is no evidence at this moment that you can transmit the coronavirus via blood, and that, of course, they're taking massive precautions at these places where you could give blood and so forth. So the public shouldn't have any fear about stepping out and giving some blood that will help someone.
All right. Now, before we get to the final story here, here's the next to the last story. I've noticed in my neighborhood, I've had 5 different postal carriers in the last 4 weeks. So finally, yesterday, I said to the guy, I says, what the hell's going on here? You guys can't keep the route or something? He's going, oh, they're all testing positive for the coronavirus. And when they do, they got to go on quarantine, and then they got to transfer us in from other post offices or bring somebody in that's a trainee and hand them a bunch of mail and say, here's your route.
Wow. Well, you know, this is, I mean, that's pretty important information, Captain, for the American public, yeah.
All right. Now, here's my final story. All of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, hello, Tom Brady, and welcome to Tampa Bay.
Isn't that something?
Wow.
Yeah, $30 million a year, we understand.
No, the first year.
The first year. That's right, to sign with the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Absolutely. And he'll get a lot more if he takes him to a Super Bowl.
That's right, and Captain, isn't the Super Bowl going to be held in Tampa?
As a matter of fact, it is.
Yeah. Well, that would be something, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and it would be the first time that that ever happened, that the team that was hosting it wound up in the Super Bowl, and I can see the wheels turning right now. I can see what they're trying to do, and kudos to them. I mean, we were just kind of an okay team. We weren't all that great, and we had a quarterback that could have been a lot better, but last year I think he was number one when it came to turnovers, interceptions and fumbles and you name it, and just can't play that way.
Well, it may be the year for the Bucks. We're going to see. Hopefully so.
Well, I'll tell you what, Buck fever has started, and that big old number 12 jersey has already started to, they're taking orders for it. even though I guess he won't officially be announced until 4 o'clock this afternoon.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, well, this is a big deal.
Yeah, it is, and it just made my box seat all that more expensive.
And also, you know, it's something to look forward to through this crisis, because this crisis will end at some point, and people are going to be able to enjoy the things that they love to do and go out to the ball game. And Major League Baseball got the opening day got indefinitely delayed, but we're going to come through this thing.
Yep, we are. Tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will see you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. It is a Wednesday morning. I am the Captain Matt Bruce. We're going to take our first look at the Truckers Highway and Byway report out there. And by the way, my nurse that's been working on my leg here is in Colorado today, and she says, I wonder if I'll see snow. Well, I'm going to tell her before she gets on the plane whether or not she's going to see snow. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount.
Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Found it.
it down, loaded up, and trucking. And that's our Trucker's Highway and Byway song for this hour. And I'll tell you what, we're going to get right into it here because we got some weather. A storm system that impacted California and the Great Basin the last few days is moving into the Four Corners region and Colorado. And it's going to produce widespread heavy snowfall for the favored terrain. Now, that means the higher elevations. Where, you say? Gosh, could be Flagstaff, could be anything above 3,000 feet north of Tucson, could be in the Albuquerque area in New Mexico, up there above 3,500, 4,000 feet, could be most of Colorado, because after all, Denver's a mile high, right? And all those peaks west of Denver, you're going to get some serious snow up there in the mountains. And Allen, Nebraska, poor Allen, Nebraska, he's about to get a winter storm smashed upon him. Because this is going to be a humdinger again. And it's also up in Wyoming, eastern Wyoming. Winter storm warning for, and by the way, some of this is the word B as in blizzard. That's for the northern part of Wyoming and the northern part of Nebraska, just a little bit north of I-80, I might add. But it's going to go two-thirds of the way across Nebraska. Winter storm warning, blizzard warning in some areas, and then just general snow out in front so far. Now, back in California, over in the Reno area, and up over Donner and Truckee and Lake Tahoe, you still got some snow left behind. You've got a winter storm warning still in the middle part of the mountains in Oregon tonight. So Richard and Marine over to the east of you, you're getting some substantial snow. And as I said, Flagstaff, north and south of Flagstaff and the peaks, you're going to get snow. If you're coming out of Phoenix and you're going up 17 towards Flagstaff, you're going to be in some interesting weather. So just be advised. And out there on I-40 tonight going across the Indian Reservation, towards Albuquerque from Gallup, you're going to run into snow there. And then up in the southeastern corner of Colorado, when you come up out of the panhandle of Oklahoma and you get up there in the bottom third of Colorado on 287, it looks like it's going to get pretty rough because they've got a winter storm warning in that area of Colorado, not the other areas, just that one. So there you go. Now, there is, out in front of this system, there is some fog in Kansas along I-70, and the fog goes all the way from the Kansas-Nebraska line all the way down to the Oklahoma Panhandle, and then it goes down the Oklahoma Panhandle, down into Lubbock, and down towards Plainview, and down towards Midland, Texas. You've got some rain right now. It looks like in the Metroplex of Dallas, or certainly to the north of there, and some flood warnings and watches there right now for some substantial rain that's coming down in that area. You've also got some rain showers forecast up in the northeastern part of Wisconsin, which is Green Bay, and a chance of some rain in the north-central part of Missouri, which is Columbia, and over to the east, sticking along I-40, coming across Tennessee. You're going to have some winds in the eastern part of Tennessee. And going into North Carolina, when you come down out of the valley, out of the river valley, and get up there into the Piedmont area, you've got some fog there tonight. Winston-Salem, Greensboro, over in that way on I-40, so be careful. And also it looks like some fog on I-85 coming up out of Georgia through South Carolina, the higher elevations of South Carolina, and then going up through into North Carolina. And then on I-95, we got a little bit of fog there too in the northern part of South Carolina right now as you head towards North Carolina on I-95. Just a short area, about 25-30 miles, looks like. Now, other than that, everything else is looking pretty good here weather-wise. And I'm looking at all the different areas around, but there is some high wind Remember the snow that was up in Montana yesterday and whatnot? There's no snow there, but there is some high wind warnings all across North Dakota and the western part of Minnesota. Now, there could be something in the mix there that might develop later in the day, but right now, nothing to speak of. So there you go. But the big problem right now is going to be the eastern part of Montana, I-80, and coming into Nebraska on I-80, probably halfway across the state anyway. You've got a winter storm warning, and in some areas of that storm warning, it's a blizzard warning. So be careful on I-80 today. Allow yourself plenty of time and make sure you got your truck all ready to go and all that good stuff. All righty. Now, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, always brought to you by your local Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And, of course, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, as I've been telling you. The Pilots and the Flying J's, they've really grown up and become the big boys on the block. Because the Pilots have got McDonald's or an Arby's or could be a Wendy's in them, a Subway sandwich place, a Pizza Hut, Taco Bell, could have a Chester's Chicken, could have a full-service Dairy Queen in it as well with their complete menu. And the Flying J's have got the Denny's, the Huddle House, and the Moe's Southwest Grill restaurants. Now, the problem right now is with the uncertainty that's out there, and a lot of places are closing their dining rooms, not understanding that it's not that you have to stop everything you're doing, but you're supposed to limit your crowd size to about 10 people at any one time. And I know here in my area, public events and whatnot, and restaurants and bars and all that, they ask the restaurants and bars to close, but the ones that are open, the dining areas, the dining places, they're telling no more than 50 people for some of the places that can seat a couple hundred or whatnot. No more than 50 people in Pinellas County, St. Petersburg area. So we'll see how that all plays out. But the fact is, Pilot, Flying J, they got your back. They're out there watching out for you. They're good at what they do. And we'll all get through this. We'll all get through this. And, chat room, what's that? Oh, my little dispatcher, Palsy Walsy, is requesting her presence in the chat room. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do there, Sue. Let me find in my list. Okay, I'm going to put you in there, Sue, if I can. Oh, there you are. All right. Coming to you, you're going to get an invite. You're going to see an invite coming to you right now, and then you'll be able to get in the chat room. Because Al's in there. Terry's in there. Cousin Vinny's in there. Kyle Warren is still in there. And Steve in Thailand's in there. Richard and Marine's in there. And there's 50 other people, 60 other people. So have at it. Alrighty, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Captain's America Third Watch coming back, hour number two, right after this break coming up. And it's all about we the people here in this program, and we're going to try to keep it that way because we are the bosses of applesauce. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores.
Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.